Number 91.
Talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords Supreme, through all eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the Lord. Let's talk about Jesus. Eyes have seen, ears have heard, it's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus, my Lord, wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He.
Appreciate how wonderful the Lord is and His love and His care. But if there's submission, there's real blessing. Is that number 17. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation,
this is my story, this is my
saying, praising my Savior all the day long, I'll quote a verse. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. What's that verse mean, Matt? You got picked on already today, so I'll pick on you again.
Well, I wasn't actually listening.
Okay, so I'll quote it again.
So, you know, godliness and profitable.
You might not have been the only one not listening, so that's why it's good to call people out sometimes. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. What's that mean?
Godliness is profitable for us to pursue on earth.
Good. That is what the verse says. That really what it boils down to is it's worth living to please the Lord Jesus right now in the lives that we have, and it'll be worth it when we get to heaven too. So Satan tries to say, you're not going to have as much fun. It's not going to be as good if you try to live to please the Lord Jesus now. It'll be wonderful when you get to heaven, but it's not really worth it. Just live for now, live for yourself. That's a lie. The best way to get through this life is to seek to please the Lord Jesus. I can say that with a little more experience than some of you that are younger here. Some that are older here would have more experience than myself in that. But it's worth it, following the Lord.
It's the best of both worlds.
It is. And Satan has an awful hard job, it seems like, to trick us into thinking it's not. But he succeeds, sadly. 139. Seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating, wanderers on the mountain astray, come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Savior speaking today.
Pointing the
Have thine own way, Lord,
have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will.
Anyone else?
195.
It's a hard thing to honestly sing that hymn that we just sang, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. But I think we all know in our heads that His way is best. But it's another thing to live that way, that we would prove it. When I was younger, Uncle Ian probably remembers me saying this, but when I was a child, my father had his own business, and he worked long hours and had lots of responsibility, lots of stress, and was traveling. And so young Boulard, yay high, walked around and told anyone who would listen that he would never have his own business. Only idiots had their own businesses and had all the stress and, you know, pay everyone else and they're the last people to get paid and all the responsibility. Nope, I was going to work 40 hours a week and go home at the end of the day, end of the week, and just leave all the responsibilities at the office. That hasn't happened. The Lord directed otherwise. But you know what? The Lord's way is best. And I'm thankful that He's put me in the position that He has. And I don't think I'd do very well in a job like I had envisioned when I was a child. And so that's an example in my life. And each one of us, we have a plan that we think our lives would, oh, if we have this or we have that, if you let the Lord have His way, it's a lot better than anything you could come up with. 195. Would you be free from your burden of sin?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood. Power in the precious. Shall we angry waves and your power?
Federal Reserve. He held that post for quite a number of years. In 2008, there was a financial collapse in the United States that affected the rest of the world. A bank went bankrupt and a whole bunch of other things went bust from that. But he was interviewed in Congress of the United States, and he was asked, what went wrong? Why did all this happen? He said, well, I was relying on the models that had been generally accepted as true, and I'd been relying on them, and the models were wrong. And the whole system collapsed. And so the follow-up question was, well, how long had you been using them? And I think 23 years or something to that effect was how long you'd been using them, and they were wrong. And so that can be the case of your life. You may build your whole life if it's not based on the Word of God, and it may go on for a time, and then you'll find out your anchor's not going to hold. That would be a terrible loss. So, just to build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. 93. Life is like a mountain railroad with an engineer that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curves, the hills, the tunnels, never falter, never quail. In your hand upon the throttle, and your eye upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thank you.